In our ongoing series about topics that are important to me in Los Angeles, today I'm going to touch on the concept of affordability in the city. Yet this is not an affordable city. Let's just start there. Let's acknowledge the messy truth, which is that a lot of people who own homes, myself included, are happy about increases in home values because it feels like they're making progress in society. But for every person that's happy with that progress, there are far too many people who are shunted to the side, who can't afford to buy homes, or whose home values are not increasing, or who are priced out of their neighborhoods, or who are priced out of their apartments. It's just a mess. We don't have nearly enough housing for everyone, particularly at our lowest and middle income levels. That's a problem. And then you have people in communities railing against the development of more housing density in key critical areas. Now, I'm not saying we should turn single-family home neighborhoods into apartment neighborhoods. No. But I am saying that there are key areas of this city where we can develop high-density housing with a higher proportion of affordable housing for everyone, including mixed-use developments that add commercial properties, that bring economic activity into a neighborhood so that neighborhoods become places not only where people want to live, but where they want to invest their time, their energy, and their money. But we don't actually focus on this solution. Right now, people just shout at each other. A whole bunch of people oppose any form of development on a blanket statement as gentrification, and a whole bunch of people want to pursue development at all costs. But that's not the vast majority of us. Both of those people are wrong. The answer is this isn't a zero-sum game. There is a place for everyone if we do this right. We can have responsible development. In fact, responsible development is necessary to create the economic activity that allows for affordable housing increases. In terms of percentage of developments, you see economic activity, greater economic wealth for communities benefits everyone. And it's not a case of pitting the rich against the poor either. You know, we can't be a city where we tax our own citizens to the extreme. And as much as everyone likes to target a billionaire or a millionaire and come after them, the answer is we cannot be a place where we pit one population against the other. And you can't be a place where 90% of the taxes are paid by 10% of the residents. That also doesn't make sense. It just causes residents to flee, both locally and across California. As we see people relocate to Austin and Seattle and Nashville, we need to be a home for business and innovation as much as we are a home for social equality and economic equality. And you know what? Those things go hand in hand, not against each other. The reason that our politicians like us to think that they go against each other is because it benefits them. Because as long as we're fighting each other, we're not turning on them for doing something stupid, like taking a decade to reform our city's zoning laws. You see, right now, Recode LA is in progress, a process that started in 2013 to modernize a 1946 zoning code. But it's 2020, and yes, we need to involve the community. We need to really involve the community, not just the neighborhood busybodies who have the time to show up to community meetings. But we need to involve everyone in the community. But we also need to accelerate this process. There's no excuse to spend a decade thinking about what the city's going to look like before we even start to zone the city that we want for the future. So let's accelerate the rezoning process. And let's also invest in the concept that there is a city where the rich and the poor can both find a place to live, where responsible development doesn't have to go hand in hand with gentrification and pricing people out of their neighborhoods, where we can actually all rise together. I know it sounds pie in the sky, but there are concrete policies and models from around the world that we can build on. What we need is you, in a rational sense, ready to have a conversation and to engage in a conversation. Because when we scream at each other, we achieve nothing. But when we have a reasonable, engaged conversation about what we need, what we feel, and we do it from an educated perspective, then we can move forward. Let's rise together to a more affordable Los Angeles. I swear, it's possible. Thanks. Thanks for tuning in to The World According to Craig. This is just my opinion, and I hope maybe you'll agree, and even if you don't, that we can have a dialogue about it. Because in A World According to Craig, the world is better when we're talking with each other rather than at each other.